Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, we will talk about how your first 100K will change your life. The great investor Charlie Munger once said that the first 100K is the hardest to get, but you had to do it. He literally said the following: do whatever you have to do, even if it means walking everywhere and not eating anything that wasn't purchased with a coupon. Find a way to get your hands on 100K. After that, you can ease off the gas a little bit. Now, let's see why the first 100K matter so much. The most important financial aim is to have your first 100K invested as soon as possible. This aim is important because after this amount, the compound interest will work wonders and multiply your money at an exponential rate, even if after reaching 100K, you stop saving and investing. I will explain the numbers in this episode. I promise it will all make sense. So let's dive in. To reach our first 100K, we won't obviously do it by only saving. Because if we only save, we would need a long period of time to accumulate that amount. We will do so by investing. And we can invest in simple products such as globally diversified ETFs or index funds. With such investments, it is quite reasonable to get an 8% of compounded annual interest. With that rate of interest, it would take us 6.5 years to reach our first 100K if we're able to invest £1,000, dollars or euros every single month. Out of this 100K, we would have saved 78K, and the rest, 22K, would come from compound interest. And that's when the things get interesting and the magic of compound interest starts to happen. So once we reach our first 100K, we have two options. The first one is to stop saving and investing and to let those 100K grow by themselves without putting a dime in. Or the second option, we can continue saving and investing to accelerate even more the wealth building process. Let's look at what would happen in both cases. The most interesting part of not saving and investing anymore and leaving that 100K invested is that if you are patient enough to wait 20 years since you reach 100K, your money would grow to 500K. So in 20 years' time, without you putting in a dime, your money would multiply by 5. In this case, you would have only contributed 78K during the initial 6.5 years to reach that 100K, and that's it. As you can see, your wealth would keep growing thanks to the power of compound interest. Now, let's remember the difference between simple interest and compound interest. The simple interest is applied only to your principal. So that is the amount that you put in. And the compound interest is applied to the amount that you accumulate year after year. And that is why it is so powerful. Now, let's see what would happen if you opt to keep saving and investing after reaching your first 100K. If at the beginning, we required 6.5 years to reach our first 100K, if we were investing £1,000, dollars or euros every month, we now only need 4.5 years more to reach our second 100K, and we would only need 3 more years to reach our third 100K. If we keep the same pace of saving and investing, we will need 5 more years to reach 500k. So by saving and investing £1,000, dollars or euros a month, you would need 19 years in total to reach 500,000. That sounds like a long time, but keep in mind that you would have to only contribute 228,000 from your own money. And the rest is compound interest, so money out of thin air, basically. So now I think we can see why Charlie Munger was giving so much importance to our first 100K. Because if you have that amount invested, your money will keep growing and multiplying, even if you stop saving and investing. And the more money you have, the easier it will be to accumulate more and more wealth. So now that I hope that I have convinced you of the importance of starting investing as soon as possible and utilizing the power of compound interest, I will give you a few tips that will help you to get to your 100K as soon as possible and will allow you to live without any financial stress. The first tip is to prioritize saving and investing. By making saving a priority and consistently setting aside money from each paycheck, you can slowly but steadily build up your savings. But if you have your savings sitting in the bank, inflation will slowly eat up that money. That is why you should invest it. The money you will invest today is much more valuable than the money you will invest tomorrow because of the power of compound interest. So it is important to invest as soon as you can. And you should invest in simple assets, not Bitcoin or trading or NFTs or the latest hype your cousin told you about to beat the market. You don't need that. What you need is 7 or 8% of compounded annual interest. And you can get that by investing in low-cost, globally diversified ETFs to help that money grow over time. The second tip is to increase your income. You can ask for a raise at work, pick up a side hustle, or start a small business. If you boost your income, you will accelerate your journey to 100K. But also, be aware of lifestyle inflation. Lifestyle inflation is when you increase your spending gradually once you start earning more. To prevent this, just make sure you put any additional income towards your savings or investments instead of spending it on eating out more or buying a nicer car. As we discussed in the previous episode, it is okay to treat yourself from time to time, but you have to make sure that that extra income will put you in a better financial situation than before. Because if you earn more and you spend more as well, you will never be able to reach financial security. The third tip is to decrease your expenses. Track your expenses and cut back on unnecessary spending. In that way, you can free up more money and put it towards your savings or investments. Do you really need all the subscriptions that you have? Remember, every little bit counts, so even small changes in your spending habits can add up over time. Find what purchases really make you happy. That's Starbucks latte, for example. And eliminate those that don't contribute to your happiness. Those extra few Saturday night drinks that leave you exhausted for the rest of the weekend. I'm talking from experience. And the final tip is to be patient and to stay disciplined. Reaching your first 100K won't happen overnight. And it is important to stay focused on your goal and not get discouraged along the way. By staying disciplined with your saving and investing habits, you'll be well on your way to reaching that milestone. So in this week's episode, we have seen how important it is to have your first 100K invested. Once you have that amount, the compound interest starts working its magic and multiplying your money, even if you stop saving and investing. And I wanted to conclude this podcast episode by saying that not everyone has to reach the amounts we spoke about earlier. You can start small by aiming to save and invest your first 5K, your first 10K, or your first 50K. Even that would make a difference, and over time will set you on the right path to wealth and freedom. And I think that the most important part is to have a goal to work towards. Because once you have an amount in mind, your brain starts planning the best way of getting there. I hope that my reflections have motivated you to start investing. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Please speak to your financial advisor regarding your individual financial needs. And if you have any questions or topics you would like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.